live from Bridgeport. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is back on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
Thank God Vince is used to my antics, because I'm like, Vince Santilli, you need to get your booty over here and into the booth. And he does. Homes for the Brave, arguably one of my favorite nonprofit organizations in the entire world, right here in Bridgeport, helping our local veterans and their families. Vince, hey man, how's it going?
It's going tremendous, Melissa. It's a thrill to be with you this morning here at Frankie's Diner. And, you know, as always, we've just got so much going on at Homes for the Brave.
You do.
And as you know, the big event we have coming up, mm-hmm. it's a little more than just about 2 months away right
yeah.
now. And that will be our 12th annual Step Up for the Brave.
So exciting. I love Step Up for the Brave. This is such an amazing event. And anybody can get involved with Step Up, because you have different levels. People who actually do the extreme, going up and down the stairs and all that. And then some who can, if you want to run around the track or even walk the track. I mean, you've even made virtual. It's really something. Before we talk about Step Up, I want to talk about what Homes for the Brave does. In fact, I was talking about you the other day on one of my other diner tour stops, because it was the Veterans Museum in Stratford, and they were saying, we really want to be able to put an elevator in. And I told the story, I said, of what happened at Homes for the Brave and the fact that you guys finally got an elevator, and what an amazing addition that was, because I don't know if people even realize what you guys have been able to accomplish in so many years. But that was such a win for you guys, to be able to have elevator access for veterans who are wheelchair bound or are unable to do stairs. I mean, incredible. Amazing, amazing stuff.
For sure. You know, Melissa, shortly after I got there, you know, we had a veteran, and, you know, we're three floors, no elevator at that time. And so we had a veteran, it looked like he was going to fall down the stairs. Mm-hmm. The VA actually moved him to another facility in the area that had an elevator. And I remember thinking, if we don't get one in here, this building's going to be empty in a few years, demographics being what they are. So to answer your question, Homes for the Brave, we serve veterans experiencing homelessness, hunger, mental health challenges. We have four facilities all in Bridgeport. Our headquarters and 42-bed men's transitional house is right on Park Avenue, right by 95, across from Roosevelt School. Of those 42 beds, five are for our DMIS clients, and the other 37 are all allocated to and for U.S. military veterans. We have a clinical program. We have a vocational program that helps our veterans find both employment as well as educational opportunities. We have the first and only home in the state of Connecticut exclusively for women veterans and their young children, mm-hmm. which has 14 beds. And we have a permanent house in Black Rock with 9 beds. And then we have a service center for veterans and their family members, which you've been to,
yes.
right across from Joseph's Steakhouse in downtown Bridgeport. And in many ways, we think that's the future. That's how veterans that don't reside with us but are running into issues, facing eviction,
yes.
et cetera. So we have a wonderful service center manager, and she is a U.S. Army veteran. We have a therapist there that will help our veterans and their family members mm-hmm. with their mental health issues. We have an emergency food pantry for veterans and their family members that are struggling. Our vocational program is now based there. So, you know, there's a lot going on there. And that will be next week. It'll be 4 years old.
That's amazing. And so I remember going there when it first opened. Never forget that. It was so eye-opening. And the staff that you have there, first of all, the fact that they are veterans, they get it. And the services you provide are so important. And like you said, if you're not using the actual facilities, to be able to have those supports and expand, that was such a big deal to be able to do that. And who knew that how much you would need it, because it was in the works. And then we had a global pandemic. And so it's phenomenal. But you need to be able to fundraise, to be able to get to do all the things that Homes for the Brave does for our local veterans and their families. And that's where Step Up for the Brave, this has to be one of your biggest fundraisers of the year.
Well, this is our signature fundraiser.
And
our golf classic are yep. by far our two largest ones. And this is just unique to our brand when you think Step Up for veterans. And so you have, you know, going up the stairs and so forth. But at the same point, people then look at that and say, oh, I can't do that. Well, we have a walking course.
Yep.
We have music playing. We have cheerleading. And, you know, as you know, you've hosted it or co-hosted it for several years.
So cool.
And, you know, it's just kind of a happening scene as I describe it.
It is.
And so some people go and walk a lap or two and then just listen to the music and watch the runners compete and so forth. So it's just something different. You know, last year we raised a little over $100,000.
Wow.
And this is an event that started with pretty humble beginnings with 86 participants with a $16,000 outcome. And so this year we're aiming for 600 participants,
wow,
all told.
Wow.
Because you can do it virtually as
you
well.
Can.
So people in different parts of the country are doing it. But at the same point, you know, we're hoping to have a nice crowd there. And our goal, our top line goal is, you know, $107,000, which is, you know, you may say,
we could do it.
That's an odd number, but,
no,
you know, six figures and seven's a lucky number. And
I love where your head's at. And hey, we can get above the 107, honestly. It really is. It's amazing just for you at home. If you've never done Step Up, I think one of the most honestly incredible feelings as a mom was when Chase did it for the first time. He was about four. And I remember he wasn't stopping. And I thought to myself, this kid's going to run out of gas. And he said, Mom, all I'm doing is running. People who served our country did way more than this. And I thought, if a four-year-old gets this and can just keep running, anyone can get this. And it really is one of the most incredible experiences. If you've not done Step Up for the Brave, I highly recommend it. You can register today, homesforthebrave.org/step up. And of course, you can find more information about Homes for the Brave. But that is coming up August 15th. I'll definitely have Vince, you and your team coming back on well before that to make sure that people know and that they register. But if people want more information, again, homesforthebrave.org/step up. And I appreciate you, Vince. You have no idea. I just love what you guys do. And of course, I love Step Up for the Brave, but I love Homes for the Brave and what you do.
And we love you. And, you know, we're excited. WYCC always has a team.
We always have a team.
You know, Paul Pierrick is one of the, you know, and I just listened to his weather report,
right,
on the way here. And so it's going to be hot. And here's the great thing. No matter how hot it will be on August 15th, it's indoors at Sacred Heart's gorgeous Martieri Family Hockey Arena.
Beautiful.
So it's 70, 72 degrees in there. And so you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about rain.
Exactly.
So come on down. Join us on August 15th.
Yeah, and we'll definitely, like I said, have Vince back on over the summertime to remind you about it. Again, that is homesforthebrave.org/step up. And Vince, love you and your team so much. Thank you so much for being part of the dinner tour.
We thank you, Melissa.
Oh, adore you guys so much. That is stepupforthebrave.org. And make sure you, or I should say homesforthebrave.org/step up. And that is coming up in August. We'll remind you of that, though, over the summertime. You're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. We'll be right back.